Saga Egmont presents The Lighthouse Keeper of Anglesey by Caroline Young, read by Caroline Sheen. To my three daughters, Bethan, Rhiannon and Mary, by far my greatest achievements in life. Life always offers you a second chance. It's called tomorrow. Dylan Thomas. Prologue. Penmorn, Anglesey, February 2023. Lloyd Evans sat alone on the smooth pebbled beach and gazed out towards the horizon, far beyond the lighthouse. It would be dark soon, as night came early on Anglesey in February. Lloyd knew these treacherous rocks and the weed-swathed shadowy depths around them better than anywhere on earth, and loved them more. He had spent years sharing the seas around the island with keen sea fishermen and boat trips full of excited visitors each summer. His father, Aled, had been the coast guard at Penmorn, the wild easternmost point of Anglesey. His grandfather had been one before him, and his great-grandfather, a lighthouse keeper, a proud profession before automation dispensed with it, and with him. The sea around this island was in Lloyd's blood, and he saw it as his closest friend, his only friend, one that whispered its secrets to him and listened as he whispered his. Once he'd had dreams beyond this place, but they had long since faded. When he lay dying, Aled had made his son promise that he would stay at Penmorn so that their family's intimate knowledge of the sea that surrounded them passed down through the decades would not be lost. Lloyd had kept this promise, suppressing other opportunities, other lives, but it had cost him dearly. He had hidden here, guarding a tragedy that made him too sad to leave his memories behind. Today was Lloyd's 64th birthday. He had been alone for almost 30 years, since his much-loved wife Kate had left him one summer day without a word of warning. Their daughter Seren, named after the Welsh word for star, would be a woman now, a beautiful, successful one, he felt sure. Her very existence proved that love had once been a part of his life, and it consoled him for the fact that it had ended so brutally, and without any reason being given. Whenever he closed his eyes to sleep at night, he could still feel Seren's tiny hand in his, and see her brown eyes looking up at him, full of hope and trust. He had loved his child, however little he had been able to show her, or others, that he did at the end. He had given her up so she would be happy, and never tried to reclaim her in his guilt. But it had ripped him apart. Yes, Kate had broken his heart when she had left, but Seren had taken all the pieces of it with her, and she still had them, wherever she was now. When darkness finally fell and the scores of whirling seabirds were silent, the only light remaining was the steady blink of the lighthouse. This gave Lloyd a small degree of hope that night, as it did every night, because he knew it would not cease its lonely life-saving pulse until tomorrow dawned. Part 1. Dreams and Decisions. 1. St. Thomas's Hospital, London, February 2023. Seren opened one eye and looked quickly down at her chest. There was the same bland hospital gown she had been wearing earlier. The same green blanket was laid over her. But there was a soft mound where her left breast should no longer be. A flicker of panic that they had removed the wrong one was allayed when a quick poke of both reassured her that the right one was still flesh. The other mound must be dressings, padding, as she had not been offered reconstruction, but she touched it gently, just to be sure. There was no feeling at all. At 32, she was very young to be diagnosed with breast cancer, or so a panoply of consultants had told her. Did it run in her family, they wondered? She'd answered, no, as the only family she had ever really known was Aunt Alice's, and they were all very hale and hearty.